We're diving into a mix of highly specialized technical deep dives and practical advice this week, particularly around model safety and research workflow. In R/machine learning, one major thread focused on making GPU code safer and more trustworthy. A user introduced kutil Rust, which tackles fearless concurrency by using Rust's ownership system to verify memory safety in GPU kernels. A huge development as AI-generated GPU code grows in complexity. Another key discussion involved the technical mechanics of performance, with deep dives into how PyTorch achieves massive speedups through operator fusion via mechanisms like Torch Compile. On the practical side, users are grappling with deploying research algorithms. The consensus was that while Rust is excellent for safety, getting a widely adopted solution usually requires integrating directly into major frameworks, using tools like Triton kernels or PyTorch's C++ API, rather than building completely isolated ecosystems. Finally, related to industry work, maintaining old, complex systems or prescriptive monoliths was highlighted as an essential skill, with the community advising that AI agents can be invaluable for documenting and executing large-scale refactors of legacy code. Shifting gears slightly, R/language technology was focused on application development. One user proposed a powerful need: an audio-to-audio translation app. This would allow a speaker to give a presentation in one language, while the audience hears it perfectly translated in another language in real time. Separately, there was highly theoretical work posted on developing a two-track language model. This concept proposes that knowledge is structured across two parallel tracks, one for conventional language meaning, and a second track dedicated to capturing the underlying abstract concepts or intentions of the speaker. In R/learn machine learning, the advice thread for beginners was incredibly helpful. The main takeaway here was caution. Do not try to learn everything at once. Instead, new learners are advised to solidify fundamentals like Python basics, NumPy, and Pandas first, before touching complex topics like transformers or diffusion models. For practical project, building simple wrappers, like a text summarizer or chatbot using an open API, is suggested as the ideal starting point. For those looking into advanced ML research, particularly in R/deep learning, discussions spanned both theory and application. A master's student sought advice on meaningful research questions, receiving guidance that strongly recommended exploring the intersection of formal methods and program synthesis, an area where theoretical rigor matters greatly. More broadly, a discussion on what has changed in ML research over the last year revealed key shifts. First, the engineering side is increasingly demanding scale and rigorous benchmarking. Second, while AI tools are now essential writing assistants in academia, researchers must become masters at critically evaluating AI-generated content, as blindly trusting its output is no longer an option.